All right, so we're going to dive into something today that even trips up, people who've been using DeFi for a while. And that's these token approvals, right? You're in the metaverse doing your thing, making those Goblins protocol trades, and bam, transaction error.
It's the worst.
Right. What's the deal? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
So today, we are going to crack open the Goblins Cash Approval Transaction Troubleshooting Guide. We're going to figure out, what's going on beyond disconnect your wallet, which is usually the advice, right?
Right.
And we're going to give you, the listener, the tools to be able to manage these approvals yourself. Troubleshoot if something goes wrong, and basically become the master of your token security destiny, right?
Yes.
Become the Goblin Whisperer, if you will.
Goblin Whisper, I love it.
So, to get us started, maybe you can walk us through, what does this guide say about why these approval issues even happen in the first place? What's the deal with the blockchain? Like, why does it seem like it remembers old approvals?
Yeah, so the guide talks about how a lot of these issues, these hiccups that you might encounter, stem from essentially how the blockchain remembers your past interactions. Every time you go and you give a dApp permission to use your tokens, that's like this permanent record that gets like etched onto the blockchain, right?
What is
It's kind of like, those terms and conditions that we all just blindly click agree on.
Yeah.
They're still out there, even if you forgot about them.
Right.
And so, let's say you interacted with the protocol, I don't know, a while back, and now you're trying to do something new. The blockchain might still be referencing that old approval that you made. It's almost as if like the blockchain itself is a stickler for like bureaucracy and these outdated permissions.
Interesting. So it's like I'm picturing like trying to use an expired passport to travel. Like it's not going to work, right?
Exactly.
So the guide talks about revoking these old approvals and it mentions this tool, revoke.cash. Is that basically like hitting the reset button on these permissions?
Yeah, that's a really good way to think about it. Revoking is essentially telling the blockchain, hey, forget about that old agreement. I want a fresh start. And it's actually a really crucial step in making sure that you're operating, with a clean slate. And it kind of minimizes some of those potential vulnerabilities that you open yourself up to.
So it sounds like this whole approval process is a lot more nuanced than most people realize, right?
Yeah.
It's not just like give the dApp permission once and we're done. Like there's more to it.
For sure. For sure.
And this is actually where I think the guide's breakdown of the different approval types is really helpful, right?
Yes.
Because they talk about exact, unlimited, and balanced approvals, and each one has like these different trade-offs. So let's kind of like unpack these. Let's start with exact, because that sounds, I don't know, the most straightforward to me.
Yeah. Like you're giving an exact approval for something.
Right. So exact approval is kind of like giving someone like a single-use guest pass to your crypto assets. They can access that specific amount for that specific transaction, and that's it.
Okay.
That's all they get.
So it's the most secure option, but probably not ideal if you're like a really active Goblin Protocol user,
Yeah.
which
Oh.
is where I'm guessing unlimited approval comes in, right?
You got it. So this one is kind of like handing over the master key to your crypto vault.
Okay.
Super convenient, obviously, but it comes with some inherent risks there.
Yeah, for sure.
The guide makes a really good point, which is that even if you trust the platform, you trust the dApp itself, there's always a chance of vulnerabilities, right? Right. Like that time that the, I think it was just like a really popular DeFi platform got hacked. And a lot of people, even if they did everything else right, they still lost their funds because they had given this like unlimited approval to a smart contract.
Exactly. And that kind of leads us to that third option, right? This balanced approval,
Right.
which the guide kind of positions as like this middle ground.
Right. So like instead of giving the master key, maybe it's like giving like a limited access key
Yeah,
card
I like that
where they can
analogy.
get into some areas, but they don't have like free rein over everything.
Exactly. It lets you set that maximum allowance that a dApp can access, but it's over a period of time, right? So it's not starting from scratch with every single transaction,
Okay.
but you're also not just like handing over the keys to the kingdom.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is where things get, I think, really interesting because the guide has this whole section called like tips for determining approval amounts. And they really get into how to like strategically use these different types for like the best security, right?
Okay.
And I thought it's so interesting. They actually recommend that you start with the exact approvals,
Interesting.
which seems kind of counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
Like, why would you start with a like
Oh,
the
they
most
didn't
strict, most
aim.
restrictive option?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't we be, making our lives easier?
Right.
But the guide really emphasizes that it's about minimizing what they call your attack surface.
Okay.
So you start with an exact approval, and then only if you find yourself, you know, I don't know, doing tons of transactions on Goblin Cash every week.
Right.
Then you might consider, okay, maybe I need to switch to a balanced approval for this specific dApp.
Yeah, so it's
about, like, finding that balance between, you know, security and convenience, right?
Sure.
Not just jumping into unlimited because it seems, you know, like the path of least resistance.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a much more mindful approach, which I think is a theme throughout this whole guide, right?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Speaking of mindful, one thing I really appreciated that they hammered home.
Yeah.
Is the importance of, like, going back and actually looking at the approvals you have.
Yes.
And, like, managing them on a regular basis.
Managing your approvals, so important.
Yeah. And they mentioned this tool, revoke.cash.
Revoke.cash, yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it sounds like a pretty powerful resource.
It is. It's like spring cleaning for your crypto approvals, right? Like, it gives you this, like, centralized dashboard to see all the different dApps that have access to your tokens. And you can go and you can revoke permissions if you need to.
Oh, wow.
Super, super helpful.
So even if, you know, maybe in the past you've been a little lax and you've, like, given out some unlimited approvals, revoke.cash will basically let you, like, go back and kind of, like, regain control.
Exactly. Exactly. It puts that power back in your hands.
Right.
And it really reinforces that whole point we were talking about before, about how blockchain security, it's not a one-time setup. It's this active, ongoing process, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It really is. Like, you don't just, like, set it and forget it, right?
Yeah.
Like, with blockchain security.
Yeah, you can't just assume that, like, you did the thing and you're good.
Yeah.
You got to stay vigilant.
Exactly. And, you know, it's cool that these tools like revoke.cash make that a lot easier. And actually, the guide gets into, like, a really specific thing that I think people sometimes overlook in these conversations, which is, like, the whole gas fee situation.
Oh, yeah. The gas fees.
Those pesky little fees, right?
Always getting you.
Always getting us. And what's interesting is, like, the guide points out that even though, like, unlimited approvals might seem, you know, like the easy way.
Right.
They can actually end up costing you more in gas over time.
That's true.
Which, again, seems kind of counterintuitive first.
It does, yeah.
Like, why would that be?
Right.
Why would having more freedom cost you more money?
Well, think about it this way. With an unlimited approval, you're basically giving the app, like, a blank check, right? So every time you interact with it, even if it's just, like, a tiny little transaction.
Right.
The blockchain still needs to process that, like, whole massive unlimited allowance.
Oh, we'll see.
Which then drives up those gas fees.
Interesting. So if you start with the exact approval, you're really only paying for what you use.
Exactly.
And then if you, you know, end up using it a lot, you can always adjust.
Exactly. Exactly. It's about being strategic, right?
Right.
And it all circles back to this idea that blockchain security isn't just about, like, preventing hacks and stuff.
Right.
It's also about understanding these nuances and making, like, smart decisions with your assets, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, I think this has been a really insightful deep dive, literally, into the world of token approvals on Goblin Cash.
It has, yeah.
And I think we've actually gone way beyond just, like, the troubleshooting aspect, right?
We did, yeah.
Like, we've given the listeners some tools here.
Tools and knowledge, for sure.
To really take control of this aspect of their, you know, blockchain experience.
Absolutely.
So if you're listening out there and you only remember one thing from this whole conversation, let it be that blockchain security is not a destination. It is a journey.
A journey.
Stay informed. Be proactive. Don't be afraid to hit that revoke button.
Don't be afraid to revoke.
If something doesn't feel right. Until next time, everybody, keep exploring. And keep those goblins in check.
Keep those goblins in check.